Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load to Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh. You won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear, and we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack, tickle it.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. That's how you can email us at any point, respond to stuff you couldn't get in on the phones, or for those of you that podcast exclusively, it's your way to give your feedback and ask questions and things such as. I hate that term.
Such as?
No, well, not such as, but like, there's, okay, so there's a business around locally somewhat, and it's blank and such. And the way the font is on the sign, it looks like it says blank and suck.
Oh.
And the two words would never in any universe go together.
Blank so, and suck, that's a radio show, I think.
Oh. Well, there's
goodness.
Several at it.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about blank, blank, and sucky?
Maybe.
Maybe. What was my point with all that, though? Oh, man. What was the point? What? It's a brand new game from the makers of What the Flit comes. The hell was I thinking? Ah, who knows?
Welcome to Train of Thought.
Celebrity Wheel of Fortune is freaking awesome, though, because it shows you that the people you think are so smart are not at all.
Yeah.
Hey, Gail. Talking to you, Gail.
Oh, she's supposed to be smart. She's
supposed to be so smart, Gail. You can't figure out a simple word. But RuPaul, though, missed one about a Broadway show that he won a Tony for, and he didn't get it right.
About a show he was in.
He was flabbergasted. Wow. Flabbergasted.
That's a good word.
Yes. All right, the Rise Guys at AOL.com. I'll start with this one because I like the P1 name. Hey, Rise Guys, we love you.
You guys are wonderful.
In, that's in quotation marks. So already that sweet lady's call,
yes,
is already like,
it's legendary.
It's like a radio meme,
yeah,
if
yeah.
you will. It's really she put it so. Hey, Rise Guys, we love you. In quotes, you guys are wonderful. Do you accept Christmas presents? My husband and I.
Husband.
HUSNAD.
That's husband.
Husband.
My husband and I would like to give you something. What is the address to the radio station? Also, do you have any dietary restrictions? P1 Rebecca. Rebecca.
That's beautiful.
I appreciate the sentiment from you and husband. But you're alluding to food, and I'm weird about that. Furthermore, if you don't know how to figure out the radio station address without asking via email on the internet, I don't know. I want to eat your cookie. I'm a dickhead, I know, but at least I'm an honest one.
I wonder if it's going to be something like is it going to be something like lasagna in the mail?
I mean, do you have any dietary restrictions? Like maybe they use really like
a nut allergy.
They use those peanuts to ship.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then maybe they think, well, maybe you have a nut allergy.
Yeah, packing peanuts. So
packing peanuts might make you start sneezing and stuff.
Well, she wants to mail us some chili in a box.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. Probably some. I have no clue what Cold Rebecca's up. Wanting to send
no
in
idea.
The mail. But.
She probably didn't make it. It's probably Bunker Hill.
I'll vet it out. And I will if he don't want to.
Yeah, but what? It's going to be like little cupcakes, and then after you eat them all, you're going to get an email from Rebecca, and they're going to be all shoved up somewhere.
Cupcakes ain't that firm.
They wasn't chocolate when I baked them.
Yeah.
You guys are wonderful.
I love you. I spoil you to death with Dookie Muffins.
Is it illegal to give out the radio station address?
No, I mean it's public information.
But don't you? Am I a jerk to say that though? I mean, kind of. But somebody trying to give you something. But I'm like honest. I won't eat it. And secondly, because I'm weird. I have to see. I have to know the people that's making it, unless it's a restaurant, and I don't want to see them.
No,
I mean it's a preference thing, but I think it's funny when it comes up because I remember we used to get biscuits a lot, and you're like, "Who brought them?"
Yeah, and you lied to me one day because it was somebody that I always thought was not maybe so clean. You SH. God, I remember that. That's like 10 years ago. That was when you. Oh man, I was legit really mad at you that day.
Who brought them?
Because the person that really brought them, I never really thought was the cleanest person. And then I ate the biscuit, and then you said, "You know who really brought them?"
Well, one person used to hate us, and he still brought us biscuits.
I was always very sus of that. I don't have time for the pet page. Oh, Lord. The address is 25 Garlington Road, Greenville, South Carolina. And the 29, I don't know the zip. 615?
Yep.
Yeah.
29615. Or you could just Google it.
Yeah, really.
You guys are wonderful.
I love y'all, man.
Hey, Rise Guys. It's another email. Hey, Rise Guys. My husband has history of cheating. And some time ago, I discovered his, in quotes, best friend was actually his ex-girlfriend. Uh-huh. And I found out from somebody else. I asked him to cut off communication because he was dishonest with me who she is. Recently, I find out she works with him now, and he gave her his phone number. He's been talking to her for 2 days before he told me. I asked him to no longer to speak to her yet again. He actually told me he's pissed off at me. They censored that themselves, so weird. He actually told me he's pissed off at me for asking this of him, but he won't talk to her, so I need to, quote, get over it. Am I the SH for disrespecting or feeling disrespected and asking him to no longer talk to her? Anonymous. No, you're not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because chances are they will have sex again.
Yeah, it's definitely a trust issue thing. I mean, how much you trust somebody.
But also remember the great song, "How Can We Be Lovers If We Can't Be Friends?"
Yeah.
I mean, I might have missed it, but why did it come up? It shouldn't have even came out. Did he come home and say, "Hey, guess who?"
She discovered it through someone else.
Mm-hmm. Unless she discovered it through snooping.
Hey, Anonymous. You know, they used to bang.
She discovered it by putting his phone over his face when he was asleep.
No, you know what? You say that with the thing, but I don't know if I should say this, but I will. Don't take pictures of me asleep. And use it. My phone recognizes me with my sunglasses on.
What?
With the eyes covered.
Old Fotch ID.
Yeah, but... So you wonder the way you can take the deep fakes. They're not even deep fakes. Dude, Snapchat's got a filter on there that makes it, you could be anybody and talk like them and look pretty. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't believe it, but.
Talk about the orgasm filter where your eyes spin around and your tongue. Yeah, that's the
best. The no face filter is great.
So I don't think you're in the wrong at all. I mean, if you let him know, that's the thing. If somebody you're in a relationship with or whatever lets you know something bothers them, they're telling you that for a reason. They're not just being a jerkwad. They're I'm cleaning up my language. They're telling you because they maybe want you to do something about it. And she had to do it. You had to do it twice.
Are they gonna go tit for tat? And she's like, hey, I got somebody in my job wants some of this too. Wants to get up in this rabbit. I mean, it could be anybody. Going back and forth with them.
The way you describe things.
I know, right? Man. It's just like,
trying to clean mine up.
I'm about to do something where you tell people about the birds and the bees, but it can't be kids. It's got to be like,
people that forgot about
Mennonites or something.
Yeah. Old people.
Yeah, let me sit you down and tell you a story.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I absolutely think you're in the right for that because, again, the whole thing about, like, especially, this is her husband. Like, his best friend should be her.
Oh, yeah.
No, I really, really believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, because your best friend should be the person that you can always talk to about anything. Mm-hmm. But if it's not the person you have kids with or married to and live with, you don't feel comfortable enough to tell me that?
She won't nag the hell out of him.
There's intimate conversations, right, that you have with your spouse.
Well, there's also questions that you would have with, you know, your best friend outside of your relationship that might be about your other best friend who you married to.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Yes.
I mean, there's difficulties too, like, or not difficulties, but the situations where. If you are dating somebody who has kids, well, then there's a person they used to have sex with and have a kid with is going to be a part of their life, and he's a part of your life as well. And you got to be able to handle that.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And pets and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Why are you waiting? Not having sex with pets, I hope.
No, I meant they're pets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not that
way. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
sure. Time-wise, okay.
Got to get a break.
Ah, foot.
You can't do this all day now. Come on.
I wanted to cuss.
I almost did just then. Okay, when we come back, stuff about bears.
Bears?
Like the animal ones.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and plus, we're still doing something that I didn't know we were still doing.
Uh-oh.
That's a great one. When we come back, I was just made aware of something that I didn't know we did anymore. It's pretty mysterious.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Will people wait through the commercials to hear it, though?
Yeah.
You have no idea what this is. And I'm now making it be way bigger than it really is.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In there. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys.
Before I say anything, don't tell me, who's this recorded by?
It's John Prine's song.
Okay. It sounds like, how old is he now?
He's dead.
That's sad.
I'm not laughing at that. Just, you know.
You're working a bit.
When did he die?
John Prine, Irish Dement.
Good gosh.
2021 or something?
Oh, my God.
Was it related to Charlie?
Yeah, 2020. Hey, 2020.
That song he does with Alison Krauss is so freaking beautiful. I can't remember. Oh, something about horny?
Yes.
Yep.
Bags? Oh. Oh, that's how sweet. That's so sweet.
It's just, man, it's the most white trash love story ever. It's great.
Wonder how many first dances that's been at weddings. Who knows?
I've played a lot of karaoke the last little bit. And I got a buddy of mine, the legendary Kenny Lawrence. He sings both parts when he plays live. It's great.
Does he hold his nose to sing the female part?
Sounds like it. But he plays guitar while he does it, so no.
Is that Alison Krauss song you're thinking about, My Neck, My Back?
No.
No.
Don't believe so.
Okay. I'm going to keep listening to it, so just like.
Yeah, just fade it. We got to fade it out. We'll never get anything done.
Do you like the end of an Alabama song?
Yeah.
Just let it fade.
Forever.
Forever down the. Speaking of. Oh, it's me. Now. That's on me.
Sounds like Fat Boy talking.
It was. Oh. I was looking at the Instagram video we posted. Posted.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was saying earlier about my attending of a Christmas parade, that was something that my child had a good time making fun of me about, is, you know, they have beauty queens in the parades. And this was, you know, you could tell she's sitting on the back of the car and she comes up and you got to wait till they get close to see, you know, who she's repping. Who was she the prettiest girl of, what city or whatever. And it said, 2022, her name, Miss the High School Hoco Queen. And I looked at my daughter and I was like, what is that? And she's laughed. And I was like, for real, I don't know. Like, is it an acronym for something like Home of Courts Online? I don't know what it stood for. And it's homecoming. Like,
okay.
Between that and sus and rom-coms, when the hell did we get so lazy with talking?
In a word economy, man, you know, you got to shorten it.
Yeah, to make more fake words up.
Gosh,
everybody wants to make up words now.
But that, I would feel as though being, that's not, you don't want to be ho anything.
No.
Hoco, too.
That's who Ice-T's married to, Paige. Yeah. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. There's one, Matt. Her name's Coco.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wish I could have seen that parade.
Oh, it's. You can probably watch it on demand.
I want to see the septic tank truck.
Okay. I just showed it to you. There was a septic tank truck in the parade with
was
no accoutrements.
Accoutrements?
Well, there's.
Accoutrements?
I mean, I also don't know, like, who's sitting there and says, you know what? We got to do something about our septic tank. That's a reminder.
Yeah.
He's like, I know, my stomach's hurting right now. All right, I'm going to get to some emails, I swear. I got a good one right here, right here, right here. Hey, TRG, I'm a college student. I just finished a project about the future of pro sports. I argued the NFL won't be the number one pro sport forever. My professor strongly disagreed with me. It is the biggest thing in the world to baby boomers and Gen Xers, but not quite as big with millennials, often known as millennials. There's a huge drop-off with Gen Z, so that's my evidence. I'm just curious what you guys think. What's the future of sports? And that's P1 Holden Cauliflower.
Well, that's a good name.
I think, dude, that, well, we're wishy-washy in America.
Yeah.
Because this week, well, up until the United States got pushed out, everybody was soccer fans. And now you can go back to not caring.
Yeah, that's something that's picked up a lot of steam. And basketball is a huge global thing right now, massive global thing, too. Yeah, I mean, obviously the NFL won't always be the number one thing, because the number one thing 100 years ago was horse racing.
God, yeah, it was.
Yeah, horse racing and boxing were the biggest things going like 100 years ago. And then came baseball, and then came football, and here comes basketball and soccer.
Well, they got to fix baseball. There's only so much you can do. But
I mean, you can't always be on top. Nothing lasts forever is the number one thing.
But you got to have a shorter season, shorter games. I mean, it's, you'd have a hard time retaining people.
America's favorite pastime.
That's the internet now. Mm-hmm. It's how you coddle a baby. It's how you, you know, old people in the nursing homes all have them now.
Yeah. It's how you made formula when you couldn't get any. That recipe was going around.
That's going again, pal. I don't know what's happening again with that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I heard, and I've seen it because my kid says it. You know, you can't find it. Not my kid. Not like I have a baby and my baby's going out looking for it, but my grandkid.
Yeah.
That, and they say, if you don't get an iPhone, and this is not an advertisement because I hate them. If you are looking to get the new iPhone for Christmas, you better get it this week because you will not find it next week. They said it would be like finding a gold coin on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Why? Why is it every damn year they know that that's going, if they release a new one, that's going to be the one?
Yeah.
But they go and say, oh, the chips. Whatever, the chips. No, it's because your people are revolting and they don't want to work.
Yeah.
You don't have to create demand that's already there.
Yeah, they don't want to go to work.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, nothing like, we've seen plenty of history that, you know, Christians versus Lions was the biggest sport in the world at one point. Nothing lasts forever as the number one most popular thing. It's impossible. It never has happened. It ain't going to start now. But as fast as things move now, it definitely ain't going to start now.
It'll be something e-gaming. I mean,
yeah, that's coming up too. Yeah.
Well, pickleball is getting it. It's got a lot of big investors.
I still think that's a fad, though.
It won't be on that scale of the major three, but you know, it's.
Like, what was it in.
That was like CrossFit fan where it got huge on TV and I was receding.
The movie Idiocracy. What was. Do you remember what was there a big. There was something. I can't remember. There's so many.
It was getting back to like Christians versus Lions, though.
Dude, what's crazy is like that movie, you watch it. Oh, man.
I can't remember all the. It was more memorable than I thought it was, I guess.
Well, because it's happening now. I mean, that's the real thing. It's like you think the old Dax Shepard sitting there wearing that all over print suit that just had logos all over it, right?
Uh-huh.
You walk down the road, that's what you see people wearing now with the all over print logos. Like, I get it. It's a polo.
Yeah.
I don't need the damn pony to be as tall as your torso. I see it. Good on you. Matter of fact, if it's that big, I don't think it's real.
The Lacoste alligator is huge now, for real.
Yeah.
It's because it's.
It made it bigger.
Crazy.
Let's see. Yeah, they had a Monday Night Rehabilitation where the person being rehabilitated, they have to compete unarmed against a really heavily armed executioner on live TV in the middle of a crowded stadium.
Jesus.
It's basically a televised execution every Monday night.
That's awful.
You didn't want to be a giant back then. You were automatically like going to fight lions and short people named David.
Uh-huh.
Just bring back Joust. Had a small little run.
Yeah. Okay. I got you another one here. You ready?
This last one for right here.
Okay, for right here.
I'll get you.
Hello, Rise Guys! Exclamation mark. That's another thing we're ever using. You're not that excited when you text, especially not three worth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time trying to figure out stuff to get my kids for Christmas. They're 23 and 25. They get all the stuff I'd usually get them. Oh, I see. They have air fryers. They have all those kitchen gadgets and stuff. They spend their money on household stuff like towels and bedding. It's a podcast on the Odyssey app. They definitely don't want any of the clothes I would get them. See, at least you know that. What can you get kids these days besides a certificate to go whitewater rafting or a gift card? That makes it almost impossible to shop for them. Thanks. P1. Now, I'll spell it, and you tell me how to say it.
Yeah.
M-E-E-E space S-T-E-E-E.
Got a guess, Fat Boy?
Sounds like Meesty.
Meesty.
Meesty. Meesty.
You remember Meesty. Because she said her name's Misty, but she said Meesty.
Meesty.
First off, can't believe your kids are that old now. Secondly, to the person who texts, quit making fun. Hold on, let me scroll back. Quit making fun of baby boomers. We'll all be baby boomers one day. No, we won't. It's a No, that's not the way it works, dip ass. Right. You won't be a baby boomer unless you are now. It's not the way.
People think you grow into those generations.
I guess. What do you, you know what?
I dang it.
I don't know. Because right now, it's easy for me right now because, you know, my kid is, I can buy her household stuff. Like, that's what she needs.
Uh-huh.
I can buy her diapers. You know? Man, not for her, but for the baby.
Why don't people like gift cards? It's not really that impersonal.
Because no one will be honest and say what they're really. But it is also like the opening of presents and all that pomp and circumstance. Instead of opening an envelope, you see this rectangular card come out.
Yeah.
It's
or you say, hey, what's your Venmo? I drew your name and forgot.
How much thought does it take to give somebody a card as opposed to going and shopping? That's what it is.
But also the thought of, hey, I'd like you to treat yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
That's a generous thing.
Or just, you know what? I'll take cash.
Oh, I will too, yeah.
Yeah, because then, you know, you get these American Express gift cards, you get 7%, I think, less than what you pay for it, especially if you try to sell them on eBay. I sold some last year on there. Not American Express, but gift cards I got from places I'd never buy from. It's like, why? What's wrong with that?
Oh, that sucks, getting a gift card from a place like that. Why?
I'm not going to buy a book. Give me one where there's like those places that have give you like five options.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one power company that owns like five different properties, and you can use it at any of these places.
Uh-huh.
What do you think, Jim? I know that, you know, you can put it, you don't have kids, but you put it toward, you know, something else. Like as far as an opinion.
I mean, what to get them? You can get them with, I mean, stuff they like. If they want to go whitewater rafting or zipline or something, we'll get them that.
Yeah.
I mean, if, like, you try to get them what you want to get them, get them what they want.
True.
It's not worried about what you want to get them.
My mom, for my birthday, gave me one of the best gifts she ever gave me. It was two fillets, and this isn't about an advertiser. Two fillets, a whole pound, because they're pricey now, cashews, I love them, and a pound bag of almond sea salt.
Yeah.
She should have got you what I got in my pleasure bag this weekend. Set of fake butt cheeks.
That's kind of strange.
That wasn't in that bag.
But it was. That bag was heavy. It's like, what is this? Well, open it up down the highway and
got narrow hips on it.
Almost used it driving home.
Oh, God. Okay. Imagine you get arrested.
We're going to break here?
Yeah, I got to.
All right, then we'll come back with the heat.
Oh.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Bring the heat.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Morning, everyone.
Rise, guys. P1 family.
P1 means priority one.
P1's listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night at 72341.
P1's religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. That is our email to send us electronic mail.
Yeah.
Well, stays packed, too. A lot of fussings in there. Get a lot of those.
Yeah. A lot of good advice ones, too.
Oh, yeah.
We could do a whole advice show just off email one day. That's something to think about.
Ooh.
Give it some thought. Yeah,
that is good.
All right. The Rise Guys at AOL.com.
It's hard to pick.
No, it's not. I have them here, and I said I was going to do it, but then it's like, do it. But he, you know what? Here we go. Matthew, I'm with you on Paige doing punishments. You're not a pig. It's true. You can't do the majority of punishments because she's Paige. I would call in and say this because I'm not a huge fan of hers, but I think it would be best if I did it. Up the ante a little bit, please. I'm not going to read the P1's name because it's a P1 that is pretty...
A well-known P1.
Yeah. And I replied to the email that I don't want to read your name.
Did they ask for protection? The
read
anonymity?
It. I don't care.
Well, that's what she didn't care either. She said, tell her I don't care. That was P1 shenanigans.
Oh, I've seen her little messages.
little messages. Why are they little messages?
I don't know. I mean, not everybody loves everybody, but
it is putting you. It puts you in a place where it's not advantageous to a lot of the situation, because I mean the equality of it and all that.
I don't understand. I mean, I'm an equal player on the show. And I was punished.
I feel like you like the you like the tase.
No, it hurt.
Sounded great.
No, it hurt like hell. And people were even commenting on, why did you wear such a low-cut shirt? I had no idea that it was that way. You know, I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't by people.
No, we can't have J.D. Drake come in and give you a Ric Flair chop.
No,
we can
can't.
Do it fat boy.
I have G.D. Drake.
We can't wax you or
yeah,
cut your does. Hair off.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Cut your eyebrows off.
Yeah.
It's probably shenanigans that asked why you had a look at a shirt on. Fire That's what I saw.
Under a fake name.
This is P1 Hananishins.
But see, to that you have this email. What's up, males and female? For Matt's punishment, we should get painful. A little, at least. Y'all should wax his chest and nipples. Hell, don't stop there. Get the chode, too.
Oh, God.
It's going to hurt, but it's damn funny.
Yeah.
P1 Tickle My Lou sent from my iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, remember Fat Boy wearing a thong with the blue wig under it because he was falling out of the underwear? We can't do that with you know.
Ask
we do it to him.
Yeah. Dang, I wish we could.
And plus, remember the other person who wore that wig on their head a couple weeks later? We can't do that. They're even as bad. No. There are some constraints to it, and it's just the way it is.
Yeah, I wish there weren't. I wish, you know, we could. There's got to be some cool stuff we can do that, you know. I'd say do it anyway. I had to lobby for the tasing, and I thought it was awesome that Matt did it. He was the taser.
I was surprised she chose me to do it. I really was.
Well, nah, I'm not surprised about that part.
Why?
There's a little tension there.
Tension?
What? Oh, yeah.
Because I read the email?
Sexual tension.
Oh.
Years and years.
No, there was I don't have it in front of me, but there was a comment on the, like, to a point what Paige is saying is right. Like, for you could do the wildest, craziest thing ever, and somebody's going to make.
Yeah.
Like, when I did the hot chip thing, people kept sending me to one guy eats 12 of them at a time.
It wasn't even hot, you know, but you were crying. You can't make everybody happy, and that's my point, shenanigans. I don't make you happy at times. I'm sorry for that. But I was in pain that day, and there's no taking that back. And I didn't purposely think, oh, I'm going to wear a low-cut shirt so I can get attention. That wasn't. I didn't think that I would be jumping out of my chair. Honestly, it hurt so bad.
Didn't y'all give a girl a Hulk Hogan haircut one time?
Maybe. She agreed to it.
But she did that for concert tickets.
She did. She did it for a prize.
Or probably wrestling tickets.
Big prize.
Something like that.
Did the guy, was he implying that maybe you might be a puss because you only ate one hot chip?
Well, that's the problem with the internet is, well, it's not a problem, but it's, you know, it's like everybody's evil Knievel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can up that.
It's,
you know.
It's easy to say that unless you're the one that's on the spot doing it.
Well, you and Shenanigans might have to slap box for the next punishment.
I have nothing against her at all.
You seem to.
What, are you talking about her little comment?
Yeah, there's some heat here.
No, not for her against me. I don't care about
it. Well, you seem to have some heat back. I mean, it's okay, too. I've been mad at listeners. It's fine.
What are you saying? Say it again.
I've been mad at listeners. It's fine.
I'm not mad at her at all. I'm just saying that no matter what you do, you're not going to make everybody happy. That's my point.
But I think that maybe next season, though, we do some kind of thing where, you know, I don't even know. I don't even know. Go ahead.
And I agree at one point that fat boy, I wouldn't want to do the, when he got with the rat trap things. That looked very painful, and he did it how many times?
Oof, I don't remember. It was a lot.
You know, I hate even having read that email now.
It's Shenanigans' fault. That's what I blame.
No. I said, hey, do you want me to say, I don't want to even say your name. And she's like, no.
Say my name.
Go ahead. I don't care.
Put a Destiny Child on you.
I'll say my name.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break. See,
End on the heat.
I didn't want to start on the heat. Then the next two segments would have been just like sitting here and quiet. I'm going to go outside during this commercial break.
I'm going to yell at Party Man Dan.
I'm going to go to the bathroom for a minute.
Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text The Rise Guys at 72341. 72341. This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.